It was winter 2002 in Manhattan, and a few of us from the office decided to swing by the Carnegie Club after work. Located across from the backstage entrance to the venerable music hall, the Carnegie Club was soon to become the gathering place where some of us at Verb would meet to hatch grand schemes to spread the gospel of jazz, or bemoan our lack of success at doing so. And also the spot where we would have witnessed the growth and maturation of a young trumpeter named Mark Rapp. Mark's tone was the first thing that jumped off the stage. Actually, there was no stage, sad to say. His tone was round and sweet, and he was able to glide between the registers without pinching off that mellifluous sound. Not an easy task. The next thing that caught me was his songs. There was a simplicity there, a welcoming call to hum along or remember the hook on your way out the door. Again, not a simple task, but seemingly easily achieved. They certainly weren't your typical young lion compositions where it can feel like you're listening to math or some abstract take on what once was singable bebop. That said, his tunes did have an underlining strength of form. They weren't soft and, dare I say, smooth. No, there was a nod of being somewhat commercial in a sense that they were able to connect to non-jazz people, I suppose. But he wasn't afraid to say that yes. This was who he was, and he was proud of it. At this stage of the game, he wasn't where he was going yet, like all artists, really. He was in the process of becoming. But there were hints and shades of a fine improviser, a graceful composer, a savvy arranger in Mr. Rapp's repertoire that were gradually emerging over the weekly gigs at the Smoke-Filled Carnegie Club. It was sometime in 2006 when Mark asked if I would produce his debut album, this album. After these few years of seeing and hearing and getting to know Mark, I had a sense of where he was and where he wanted to go. So it became a task of distilling his broad vision that included incorporating the Aboriginal didgeridoo into a coherent album while capturing the sound of today. In order to showcase Mark and his songs in the best possible light, to have the best shot of doing that without having a major record label kind of budget, we needed the right engineer, and that guy from the beginning was Robert L.B. Dorsey. He and I had been threatening to work with each other for years and had never had a chance to do so. Having recorded, engineered, and produced artists from the Roots to Beyoncé, he had the chops to achieve a certain sound, the creativity to come up with fresh sonic ideas, and as a closeted jazz aficionado, he had the spiritual skill set to get us where we wanted to go, and Mark and L.B. hit it off. So that's it, really. I don't think it's anyone's place but the artist to talk about what these songs are supposed to mean or what they're supposed to make you, the listener, feel. Maybe that's not even his job. I can only tell you my subjective take on this. Mark's first step in what will undoubtedly be a long recording career. I think it captures Mark's openness and vibe. He's a warm and soulful cat from South Carolina whose smile is as broad as his sincerity is deep. And if you can feel that, some kind, welcoming musical handshake through his songs and sound, then I think Mark has something here to be proud of.